The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, was also a very wealthy man and was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must stay at your house." When he came down quickly, he received him with joy. When the crowd saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. We are quickly coming to the end of reading our Gospels from Luke. In a few weeks, with the new church year, we will read from Matthew. We'll get a very different portrait of Jesus, a very Jewish Jesus. The following year, we will read from Mark, and again, a different portrait, a very human Jesus. Luke is my favorite gospel beyond anything. I can recite whole sections of it without having to look at the text. Luke's Jesus is the all-forgiving Jesus. You and I can be forgiven anything, anything. Read that gospel carefully. It is only Luke's Jesus whose last words on the cross, "Our Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Contrast that with Matthew and Mark's last words of Jesus on the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Luke is the one to tell us the greatest story in all of the scriptures about forgiveness, the story of the prodigal son. Absolute, complete, total forgiveness with no questions asked, and it can be yours and mine. Luke is also the only one to give us the story of the Good Samaritan. Luke also can tell stories like no one else in the Gospels, and I love somebody who can tell a good story. Only Luke tells us about the birth of Jesus in a stable, in a manger, with animals and shepherds. None of the other three Gospels mention that. Only Luke tells us all the stories about Mary, the Annunciation, her going to visit Elizabeth, etc. None of the other Gospels mention any of that information. And then last week and this week, Luke deals interestingly with tax collectors. If you remember last week, the Pharisee was standing in the temple bragging to God about how he tithes, how he prays, and way back in the shadows was a tax collector beating his breast and saying, "God, forgive me for my sins." And then today we have this colorful story of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus climbs the tree, Jesus calls him down and forgives him. Tax collectors were the most hated people in all of Israel. They were Israelites. If you were a Roman citizen, you had it made. But if you were one of the people they conquered, you were actually a slave. These poor people did not own the land on which they farmed. It was owned by wealthy landowners in Jerusalem. And so they had to give them a share of their crops. And then they were taxed on the amount of crops. If they had enough left over that they could take some to market and sell it, they were taxed on the size of the wheel of the cart which transported it. They were taxed on the size of the axle. They were taxed on everything. And they hated and despised the taxpayers. And yet today it is a taxpayer who Jesus calls down and says, "I come to stay at your house tonight." And once Zacchaeus recognizes that he is forgiven and healed, he promises to give half of everything that he owns to the poor. And he says if he ever defrauded anyone, he will repay them four times over. That same forgiveness can be yours and mine. But remember, if we are forgiven, like Zacchaeus, we have to change. Amen.